On Thursday, September 24th, Judge Nichols, after about 3 hours of deliberation in a 9-day non-jury trial, acquitted former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov of all charges that he faced related to his handling of the Troy police killing of Edson Thevenin.
As to count one, official misconduct, I find you not guilty. As to count two, official misconduct, I find you not guilty. As to count three, perjury in the first degree, I find you not guilty. Thank you, attorneys. Thank you for your professionalism throughout the entirety of this case. It's appreciated. With that, we stand adjourned, and Mr. Abelov, you're under no further prosecution.
Robert Gavin of the Times Union was one of the only reporters in the trial for its entirety. Here is his reaction to the verdict.
He's the judge. He was a non-jury trial. He gets to make the call. You know, we certainly can't get into his head, but certainly the people who are not happy with this verdict in many ways feel the fix was in, that this was something the judge was never going to convict him of. And when you acquit someone within 3 hours, those questions are not going to go away, because you know it's a case that was about a cover-up, an alleged cover-up, and then it goes before a judge, and that judge acquits the person in less than 3 hours.
Throughout the entirety of the trial, Troy for Black Lives organized a presence in front of the courthouse. After the decision was handed down, protesters took to the streets of Troy. They ended with a rally in Barker Park. Here is Tashika Medina crying as she takes the bullhorn to talk about the significance of the outcome of the Abelov trial.
That our lives does not matter, and it does, because Black lives will always matter. We've been going through this for 449 years. This is terrible. This is disrespectful to us as a being, as a human. And that man don't understand. French, you got your faith. You died of corona. And I'm sorry to be like this, but that's the only justice that I see. Because when you do bad, you are going to get bad. Today, I realize that this justice system will always and forever be built against Black people. I'm just so sorry for his mother, because nobody can kill my son. And then it's written that y'all buried the truth. And then you are allowed the same judge to preside over the case. And he had the option to choose a judge or a jury. And of course, he's going to choose his friend. But that shows that us Black people, we don't have too many friends. But they got friends to let them get away with murder and covering up murder.
We are going to shut it down. We're going to keep fighting them. We're going to expose them. We're going to expose their stupid lies. We're going to expose their racism. We are going to make it impossible for them to keep doing what they do. We're the ones that are going to bring justice. The courts are not set up to bring justice. The laws are not set up to bring us justice. The city of Troy is trying to pretend that it's on board with all kinds of reforms and all kinds of justice. Well, this exposes the system. And we know that the only way that the city of Troy is going to bring any justice is if we make them do it. The city of Troy is still defending itself against the righteous lawsuits brought by the family of Edson Thevenin and by the family of Dominique McDonald. It's got to stop. We have to show that the murder of Edson Thevenin is still going on.
That was Naomi Jaffe of Troy for Black Lives speaking at Barker Park. Later in the evening, protesters made their way to the outside of Mayor Madden's house. Here again is Tashika Medina. This time, she's leading a chant outside Mayor Madden's house.
Talk with us. Come outside. Walk with us. Talk with us. You serve us. You serve us. And if we don't get no justice, then you don't get no sleep.
As protesters decorated Mayor Madden's yard with Justice for Edson Thevenin posters and chalked his walkway with text, Edson Thevenin should be alive. You have blood on your hands. I caught up with Damaris Miller of Troy for Black Lives.
So after 9 days of trial, today Judge Jonathan Nichols ruled that former DA Joel Abelov was not guilty on all counts, including one felony count of perjury, two misdemeanor counts of official misconduct, and we're pissed. This wasn't a surprise necessarily, because this is the same judge that originally dismissed the charges against Abelov, and we were only here because it was appealed. But it's still devastating to have mobilized so many people out to this courthouse to get a real show. We took the intersection for 42 minutes earlier today in honor of how old Edson would have been if he hadn't been murdered by Sergeant French. And it's hard not to feel like the corruption is just at every level. I mean, that's what is clear to us, is that after I sat in that trial and I listened to all the ways in which DA Joel Abelov clearly manipulated and thwarted the law to cover up and to use a multi-pronged strategy to make sure that Sergeant French was never charged with this murder. And the judge is clearly just that next level of corruption, making sure that now that DA Abelov got French off, now Nichols is getting Abelov off. So right now we are outside the mayor's house expressing our displeasure, making him know that he's been completely silent this entire summer on every single issue related to Black Lives. We brought 11,000 people to the city and he had nothing to say except to restart a sham civilian review board that he already tried and failed earlier. Other than that, he's done literally nothing and said nothing. So we're out here trying to push him, trying to challenge him, trying to see what he could say, what he has to say to us.
If he comes out, what would you say?
Man, what a good question. I think I would just bring the force of this crowd and chanting Edson's name. I would ask him what he's going to do to bring justice to Edson Thevenin. What's he going to do to bring justice for Edson Thevenin's family? What's he going to do to make sure that this doesn't happen again in the Troy police? And honestly, can he just get out of office already?
That was Damaris Miller of Troy for Black Lives. We turn back to Robert Gavin of the Albany Times-Union for his final statements on this trial.
There's a chance that this might have just been no build, and you know, maybe nobody would have said anything after the fact. You know, the fact that it went this far, I think, could be a deterrent to future district attorneys who may say, I don't want to have to go to trial. I don't want this to happen. And I don't want to, you know, have this be part of my story. And look, you know, people are going to have different opinions as to whether or not Joel Abelov should have been convicted or not. But the fact that a former district attorney went on trial for 2 weeks in the same courthouse where he once, you know, held office, I think that in and of itself is a big deal.
That was Robert Gavin from the Albany Times Union. And I am Elizabeth Press for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.